Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Definitely gonna
to keep them in our prayers if we could. I didn't get any information as to how, you know, bad the accident was, but they said the car was probably totaled, but he did walk away. Thank God for that. With that being said, I'm going to move right along with my inspirational vitamin of the morning. A God who encourages. May God, who gives endurance and encouragement, give you a spirit of unity among yourself as you follow Christ Jesus. If you reach the point in your life where you feel discouraged and unable to cope, it is good to spend quality time in the presence of God. There you will receive the encouragement that only He can give. Be still, surrender yourself anew Him, and remember that He is God. In the silence of His divine presence, you can recall all His glorious promises of encouragement. Remember that in both the storm and the stillness, God is still with you. He does not want you to remain in the dark valley of despondency. He will give you the strength to complete the task He has set before you. Going into the prayer. Holy God, when you give us these special moments that you give us, teach us to withdraw to you in your presence. Teach us, O Heavenly Father, to have patience and continue to let us press through any problems that you pose for us, O Heavenly Father. We ask that you keep us safe on these tracks. Keep us so that we can continue to push forward in life, O Heavenly Father. We ask you all these blessings and let our prayers be heard. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank y'all for giving me that time, a special time with you guys to share words of wisdom. And thank y'all for listening. I'm going to move right along with the show here. Like I said, we going to be going over a lot of the stuff from the ADRL. The current news I do have, I want to give a shout out to my buddy, Chris Patrick. He went to the semis and pro nitrous class. Also, I want to give a shout out to all the guys who have Nelson engines. Y'all know that Chris Nelson is a part of the Breadman Show. He's one of the spokesmen on here, him and Jimmy Marino. I want to give a big shout out to them. A lot of the guys that went deep into the fields, one of them actually won the drag radio class, Randy. He had a Chris Nelson engine. Robert Abick had a Chris Nelson engine. The Outlaw 10.5 class he runs. There was maybe four or five cars. I mean, Nelson did very well. He'd probably be coming on later to tell you those guys' names that has his engines. Nelson engines really stood out. Other news. I do want to say the race that September the 21st, I believe, Ronnie Brown, Valdosta, September the 22nd, big drag. If I'm forgetting any other races, please let me know. And I know that there's a Shut Up and Race sometime soon as well. I want to say that's the 14th of September. I'm sure he'll be coming on later, Mandrill, to give his updates on what's going on with his show. With that, we're going to open the lines up. If anybody have any questions on what they would like to speak on today, the lines are available. Press the 1 button and we can get you on in here and find out, you know, anything you'd like to hear, or if we can get some information, transmission engines or whatever. Whatever you'd like to talk about, it'd be good to do so. I'm waiting Jay Barnes right now to give me that information I need. Text came in. The information I need is still in the meeting from what the text say. With that being said, I'm going to take a commercial break and come right back.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
We're back. We're back. Breadman, one time. Live. I'm not in HD, but I am in great audio. Well, we're going to open the lines up. We got a caller getting ready to open these lines up and see what's going on out in the world. 678-9053. Your mic is hot. Good morning. Welcome to the Breadman One Time Show.
Good morning, Breadman.
What's going on? How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good today. How about yourself there, good buddy?
Oh, man. Doing great, everybody. This is Kerry Racing. Mr. Kerry, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Brad. Doing great today, as they say. Good to get a chance to speak to you on your show here.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. This is how we do it. We normally be doing tech tips right now. They hadn't keyed in yet. A lot of them are still trying to make it back from Rockingham. And, you know, we're still going to, you know, here in a minute, we're going to get them in here once they get in a better area. I was speaking to them earlier, and it was breaking up and what have you. So as soon as they get a little bit closer to where we can get them in a better area, we would definitely be having our tech talk. But other than that,
okay,
Mr. Kerry, you know, you coming along pretty good on your Nova.
Yeah, it's going along pretty good, Brad, man. I was I attempted to bring it out there to the Roosevelt's legendary memorialized service out at the track at LaGrange last week, and didn't get a chance to bring it out there. But she seems like she's coming on around now. She's getting scary fast.
That sounds great. I just want to let the listeners know that EJ has one of the most beautiful 70 Camaros you can find. If you look on, what is that, the World of Wheels, Atlanta, y'all can see his Nova on that website, the World of Wheels. Ooh, he wins something every year. So it's a very beautiful Nova. Oh, yes.
I'm hoping to be as fast as it is pretty next year.
It's all a building cars and keeping them look as clean as yours is definitely a movement. Definitely, sir.
I appreciate that. But the next project,
yeah.
Brad, is going to be the truck.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Get one of them.
Working on that.
Back half. It's a back half truck, right?
Yeah, it's a back half 1979 Chevy C10.
Okay.
Yeah, full size truck.
Cool.
She's gutted out. She's hopefully we're gonna come up with some money to get that big block and go out there and go riding. It seems like this year I've been seeing a lot of race trucks, full size race trucks out there. As a matter of fact, LaGrange had a truck shootout, and I was a little bit impressed. You know what I mean about the full size trucks? So look like a trend is starting for the trucks again.
Right. Most definitely. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
My apologies, EJ, the president, was trying to call in, trying to get him in here.
Yeah, there you go.
But let me, E, you hang in here, and
yeah.
I'm going to pick you back in here. I'm going to try to get everybody in I need in here to get this thing moving along. Thanks for your call.
All right, man.
You got anything else you want to say, you can keep on listening. Just hit the one button, and I'll key you back in. I know where you're at now.
All right, then. You got
everybody,
it.
Care race. Thank you. I'm going to grab a quick commercial, y'all, so I can get these other callers on the line. I got to call them out on the show, and it's a little tough for me. You know, I'm still new to this thing, so y'all give me 1 minute here.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
Man.
I got you on. Got you on. The president, folks. Jay Barnes, my first successful call off the show.
Hey, Brett, man, you did some fancy stuff there. How in the world you called me and I'm listening to the Gap Band and everything? I mean, I ain't never experienced that before. You did something new then.
Oh no, JD, you know this thing looks like a spaceship on this spreadsheet. You got all what? Well, I tell you, Jay, you real got a sophisticated mind over there. I just be going where I know how to go there, right? Man,
man, what's going on with you this morning? I know that you're supposed to have some hot topics this morning. So, where you at? What you got going on?
Well, you know. We told the fans that we would have the information about the top sportsmen, where the committee and the Grudge Inc. was going to go in, that what direction y'all was going to go in to get the rules organized so that, you know, the people that would love to participate for the belt and run for the belt would know exactly what's going on. And, you know, I was awaiting y'all was in a meeting all morning. Did we come up with anything? Are we still in limbo?
Well, what we came up with was first that we were charged with that we hadn't got enough information. The one thing that we were very devout this morning, and but they said that they felt like enough information wasn't gathered to make an intelligent decision. And so,
right.
That was one of the things. I don't know if we had the opportunity yet to talk to the people who really want to voice their opinion about it, you know, and just so that we'll know where we're going and without making a decision. We've heard some suggestions and some complaints, and but realistically, we haven't, stayed in touch with everybody to see, you know, where they want this thing to go. So, you know, what you see, Brittany?
Well, I think it would be good to have something implemented that would give other people an opportunity to know exactly what they need to move forward in the field. You know, I do have some concerns. Yes. I do have some concerns that, you know, I wouldn't, if I was, you know, in that field, I would definitely like to know what's what, because without, you know what I'm saying, it just, I don't think it wouldn't bring action. You know, why would I run out there and run a guy with a 5.3 space boy engine and I don't have nothing but a 5.98? You know, it does make a difference. You know, I mean, everybody in grudge racing wants the upper hand. And that's just, you know, that's the way America go. I mean, even America want the upper hand. Want the biggest missiles to keep everybody at bay. And, you know, everybody's trying to stay on top. I mean, how do we make it fair for everyone? That's the ultimate question. You know, how do we make this
possible? You know, most people that I've talked to at this point has kind of agreed to no one has really put up any objection other than just hearing the full, you know, everybody's viewpoint. But the top sportsman, the belt, the way it exists, and that's the nicest belt, no one is really complaining about it being a limit of smaller than a, the, you know, limiting the engine size. Make the engine size smaller than a 5-inch bore space. And simultaneously now, where we don't cancel out nobody, simultaneously, you know, opening up the extreme top sportsman for a 5-inch and bigger can get in. So that way, you know, in that, you know, everybody's served, and you ain't worried about the new modern engine, the new modern engines coming in and taking over, you know, what, you know, you know, the older displacement engines. So, I mean, how do you feel about opening up the extreme top sportsman, Brittany?
Well, I think that'll be great. Here again, it gives other guys opportunities to, you know, go into building their piece of machinery to the utmost. And it, because, you know, everybody don't have 5-inch bore space motors. But what I look at, honestly, is how many of us have, you know, how many of them, I should say, have 632s, 4.9 engines. And, you know, a lot of them have those type of engines, so they might get into a top sportsman field. But not everybody has a 5-inch space bore. And for the ones that do, then they'll fall right into the extreme. I think that'll be great to have two different classes like that. You know, it'll bring more action, and it'll give other people a chance to. That way, we match. You know, it'll be hard for a top sportsman to run an extreme top car and try to hold a belt in that class. If you know, the organization is looking to up a belt in that class. Definitely have to have something to do it, you know.
Well, right now, I think it's important to hold together the category that we got. I'm avoiding the word class intentionally. The category that we have is the category we have at, in this present condition. I mean, who are those people who compete? Can you name me the existing people who fall in that category?
Which category? The top sportsman?
Top sportsman with less than 5-inch bore space.
There's a lot of them. I mean, when I went to county, you know, right now I have almost 11 cars that I, from what they tell me, falls in that category. You know, and I, you know, due to the fact they're grudge racers, what they may tell me, you know what I mean, in confidence, I can't put out here. But I know that there's 11 cars out there that has something smaller. Now, that extreme class, they're not afraid to let you know they have a 5-inch in that car. You know, 5-inch.
What about this, though?
Yes.
What about this? What about who are the 11 that you think fall into the category the way it exists now? That's less than 5. That's less than a 5-inch board space.
Oh, what I'm saying, the 11 are great. They good cars, but they don't, you know what I mean? I know 5 of them.
Can
right
you call important. Their name? Can you call their name?
Due to the fact that they're grudge racers, I know 2 of them that don't mind their names being called. That's Bobby Wildchild, Dolomite, and the one and only, the reigning top contender, Stone Cold.
I'm going to see, can I get, I don't have Bobby's. I don't think I got Bobby's number in my phone. I got this new flip phone, and all my numbers haven't changed over yet. I was going to try to see, could I find Bobby's or Stone Cold? What did they say about this? Hold on, let me see. Can I get, hold on.
For the callers that are listening, if y'all have any questions, this will be a great time to hit the 1 button and get involved on the conversation. What we're discussing is, do you feel it's fair for the individuals that have 632s to not want other cars involved in a category the same? So if you have a question about that, and we do have someone with us, caller just paged in, let me get him. Whoa, got another caller. Okie doke, let me get y'all in here. Caller 954-2989.
Brad, man, what's going on, Brad, man?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Hey, it's to the point now, Brad, man, if you do an extreme class, I don't know who would you actually be in the extreme class? And if we go ahead and start, you know, talking about, you know, size of motors and what guys got, man, it's all depending on how deep your pockets is. I mean, just right now, like I told Rock, I would love to come to this event. Everybody on this list got a bigger motor than I do. It's either do I got the nuts to go ahead and do what I'm going to do, or what do I do? Do I sit back and say, hey, man, Brett, man, everybody got a bigger motor. Everybody got a better car. And when is it going to stop?
Right. So
you got to do what you got to do. And sometimes you just got to know when to hold them, when to fold them. Because right now, in the Z-Body game, everybody got hauls. So right now, what you going to do for the people that don't have hauls? You can either do stay in your place or step your game up. It ain't a bunch of cold killers out here. It ain't a bunch of real trees. It ain't a bunch of big loads. So what you going to do is take the back seat and try to find somebody in your class to race with. Or you can't make, everybody can't be happy. I mean, it is what it is. That's all it boils down to. The top sportsman is the top sportsman. And screen top sportsman is making classes. When we mother making classes, who gonna race in it? What's gonna be the difference between the screen top sportsman and the pro car? That's another problem. So now what we doing is, so now what you gonna say, we need to have a screen G body because everybody got big motors, and we need to have a G body that everybody got small motors? It's basically the same thing. It's basically what you're doing is people that can't afford them hauls. You can't afford the flat. You can't play. It's what it is.
Let me address that for a minute. We do have, for y'all, just for clarity's sake, the belt that Mississippi Joe had,
mm-hmm.
That was the extreme. That was the extreme in the deep world, we only have 2. Extreme 29, and then we have a 28 G body. The 28 G body is a nicest. The 29 G body is the extreme. And, you know, at this point, know, there is no champion in the Extreme 29 G-Body, but the last person that held it was the Gangsta Boo.
Okay, Mr. Barlow, let me ask you your question. You're going out for verification, and I got to answer. You said one thing. You didn't say you had a Extreme G-Body belt, right? On
yes.
29. What about the G-Body belt on 28? On 28 and 29 is totally two different things. Now, you got Extreme 29, but you don't have a regular 29. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to see what y'all are talking about, because right now you only got a screen belt. You don't have a regular belt for people with single cars and other stuff like that. The next step from Extreme is drop straight down to 28. But what about the guys that got small motor on 29? Same thing. We're talking about the same exact thing.
Let me show you what the difference is. Let me hold on one second.
What y'all want to use my mic for? I ain't push no one button.
Hey, Brad, man. This is my concern, Brad, man. It's my choice whether I want to get in there and run in the stream or not.
Hold on. Hey, Brad, man, is my mic open? This dog. My mic open?
Yeah, your mic open if I call the mute.
Okay, now just to say something to be an unbiased judge. Now, what T5 is saying, he makes a whole lot of sense. Basically, what he's saying is, stop. If Jay Barnes and whoever's making the belts, make the rules, and if you can fit in the rules and run in it. If you can't, sit on the porch till you can. That's basically what he's saying.
Sit on the porch till you can. That's all. I mean, listen, it's my choice. If I want to run up against a Cold Killer, Big No, Tony Wright, I can't.
Yeah, he got a good point. He got a good point because what he's saying is every time somebody come out there with a car with a big motor, they're going to want you to change the rules for them. And then every time, so just make the rules, and if you want to run in it. If you don't, sit back and wait till you can.
That's why I'm glad that we got this. It's open discussion about it. Let me show you one other thing. When we get down to, all right, here we got now, our situation is, and I'm dealing solely with the top sportsman at the moment, that the top sportsman, the purpose of the belt is to bring action.
Yes, sir.
And so if at this point in the game, if we look ahead, we'll see right now what put all this action up. It's when it was perceived that a weak man had the belt. Bobby Towns got the belt. All of a sudden, everybody wanted top sportsmen ran to the top because they felt like
yes, sir.
That Bobby could be picked off real easy. All right.
So far, so good, Jay. You said it good. Go ahead. But right. Now, before you keep on going, Jay, now they perceiving because Jimmy Moreno going to get in. They perceiving that he's supposed to be betting everybody else. When how they gonna perceive that when
happen.
He ain't really run nobody, beat nobody? So how they gonna say he got more than everybody else got?
Right. But let me show you. So with that being said, now remember, the belt did its job in the sense that when Bobby stepped up for it, now everybody is going good. So all we're doing is trying to create action. Now hold on one second. So the instant somebody said, I'm going to come in with a 5-0 or 5-3 and all these engines, what that's going to do, or what that may do, let's just change it. What that may do is that when he get the belt, shit, ain't no, you know, that's going to kill because we got right now 11 guys that's active. Now, we got some guys out here who's not active, and if they get the belt, they're going to go back home and sit down. So what that does for us by creating another belt is just not to create another belt just to have another belt. It's to prevent something from stopping something that's already bringing action. So by instantly, let me show you, by instantly opening up the Extreme top sportsman, and let's say, for example, Jim Marino do get it. You know, there's a whole lot of 5-3 jokers out there that don't care nothing about Jim Marino.
Okay, Jay, while we talking about all these other people we talking about, name three motherfuckers that somebody got just got an Extreme top sportsman then all of a sudden. Name three.
All right. We're going to say Jimmy Marino?
No, okay. I'm glad you said that, Jay, and I hope y'all let us continue to have a good conversation without cussing everybody out. How come Jimmy Marino got a damn, how come he got Extreme? Why is he Extreme?
Because I'm just going to the, at this point, dog, there's no extreme. But I'm just saying.
Well, no, I just want to know, though, you said Jimmy Moreno is extreme. Just give me the definition of why Jimmy Moreno is extreme, because I think that's where all this stuff is coming from, because Jimmy Moreno tried to get in it. So tell me, why is he extreme?
All right, but I said because he got a five inch four space motor.
Did he tell us that he had one?
He told me.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to see, because what's going to happen is someone who's going to be judging all these goddamn thousands of these motors, all these
engines.
Hold on,
Jay. Let me ask you one question. I want to ask you one question, Jay. Okay.
When you sign up
for ADR Air Task Force, man, you just sign up. They don't say what you got, what you can't. They tell you. You know already know the rules, right? So now, what I'm trying to explain is, when we start making the rules in between, you said a top sportsman. You ain't say you got to have a top sportsman with a V6. You ain't say you got to have a top sportsman with a...
Okay, now let me be the judge on that. What he basically saying is, Jay, now I think this is what I'm reading between the lines is, he said, ain't nothing wrong with you changing the rules and making the rules, but he said you should do it at the beginning of the year. I think that's what he's trying to say.
I mean, again, right now, there's an opportunity. That's why we have an open discussion.
Right.
I mean, the whole purpose is to have discussions and to try to make sure that what come out of it is the fact that we get more racing and not no racing. So, is that T5 all damn noise in the background? But what I'm saying is, we need to now, while we have the opportunity before, if we need to open up another category for extreme, the time to do it is now, as opposed to wait till a 5.3 motor get it and
then
try to
change. Right.
You know, if we need one, and if we don't need one, we don't need one. But that's why we got the discussion. Now let's go back to people. You know, Purple Rain would be in it.
Jay, not to talk, man, and I'm going to say something that I think that might make sense. How big we know, has Purple Rain publicly said how big he got a motor? Has he publicly said it?
These are people, in the conversations that I have had,
Let me ask one more question. Then. I don't know that you can answer the bread man. What I'm saying is, Dolomite and them motors and Jimmy Moreno 5.0, how much faster is a 5.0 compared to their motor? Or how big, what I'm trying to say is, we need to just do a cutoff on the top sportsman motor. Do a cutoff on it.
That's what the whole thing is, though. That's what we're saying. That's the whole thing. The whole movement is to put a limit in the top sportsman's engine, and then anything bigger than that would be extreme top sports.
Oh, okay. There you go, Jay. Now I'm seeing it.
Hey, now Jay. Now that's all good, right? That's all good. Now let me. While we having a conversation like Dog said, now let me ask you one question. Dog is on the phone. You on the phone. Bread man on the phone. Now, why is it one man causing all this chaos when this same one man had a 484 motor and beat Sweet Willie at the house hook? His motor is bigger and he had a better car. So why is this one person causing all this chaos?
No, see, that's a misperception. That is one person.
What I'm saying is, we worried about a dual motor. But if you're gonna be in the game, you gotta step your game up. If you ain't gonna step your game up, like Dog always say, stay on the porch and just leave it alone. We creating a problem, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, since we said it, like, I don't know who all the people is neither, but since he said it, and we're going to, as for the sake of arguments, we're going to do it. What he's saying is if he got that many more people with bigger motors, just like he can say, just put a cutoff on the motor size and then let the rest of them be the extreme if they got that many more people. I don't know who they is, so for the sake of arguments, we're going to listen to it.
Let's change it. But let's not do it for that. See, everybody's focusing. Let's leave the extreme. We focus on extreme. Hold on. Let's keep what we got. We got to stop a top sportsman champion now. So what we're trying to prevent is a guy with a 5.3 motor coming in and taking the belt, and it ain't no more racing.
Okay.
So what I'm saying, let's protect the active class. The class that's already active, let's try to protect that and then open up another class where not only a 5.0, but a 5.1, 2, and 3
can down and turbos and superchargers can
Okay, Jay, let me ask T5 because he got the strongest argument. T5 got the strongest argument. T5, what you think about limited motor size? I just want to know what you think about it.
I mean, dog, this is my thing about the limited motor size. Ain't nobody limited. It's the first time a conversation ever came up about limited motor size.
I'm asking you what you think. I just want to know your thought. See, what I'm saying is we need to get your opposition so we can know how the doggone combat that and try to come to a compromise. So I'm asking you. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. What Jay is trying to lay down, he's trying to lay a groundwork down. He already got a doggone class with a certain amount of people in it that's bringing a little action. Okay, now they're saying that these people with these bigger motors is going to mess up the class. So I just want to know what you said in opposition to what Jay's saying on the motor size, what you think about limited motor sizes in the classes, or what do you really think, just for argument's sake?
I really don't think it should be a limit in the motor class. If you got a five, I mean, it's all racing is how big your pocket is, right? That's all racing is right now.
Let me put it another way. I'm going to just use this, and I hope whoever listening don't take it the wrong way. We're using it for argument, and I wish we could have got a round table discussion off the air, but since we're on the air now, just say, for instance, and I'm going to use this here because I know this for a fact, the old Jacks said they had a pro-mod car. They was kicking everybody's ass. They was pro-mod. When they start getting their ass kicked, then they wanted to be a top sportsman. How are we going to prevent them from coming down to the top sportsman rule and just ruling the whole show? I think that's what Jay is talking about now.
Okay, right. And that's my thing. I don't have a problem with what Jay's saying. But what do we? How many cars do we need to make a class? How many people that's going to say, hey, listen, if I'm extreme, I'm going to make a class. We got to have a rule on, hey, man, we need six or more people. We need eight or more people because it don't make no sense to make a class for something when we only got two people. We need to get some people on the phone and say, hey, I'm extreme. Okay, we need – just say, Jay,
let him answer. That's a damn good point. That's what I was talking about.
That's all I'm saying. Now, if we only got one person that's saying, oh, I'm extreme, then guess what? Y'all going to have to deal with it. Y'all going to have to step your game up and deal with it. I mean, we can't make everybody be extreme.
Right, all right. But, yeah, give me time to respond. It's not that we're trying – it's not that they – If the extreme class do take off or don't, it's not what my point is. My point is protect the class that's already active. If there's one man out there, and I'm going to give an example now. If Atomic Dog come and said he's top sportsman, or anybody come and be top sportsman, they can rule that class and completely shut it down, and the active people that we have now ain't got no choice but to shut up. But if we open up the other class, that class still is active, and then we can worry about who getting that later.
Okay, now Jay, on that note, that's a good analogy what you just said. But if I'm looking at it, and to be honest with you, I don't see but three motherfuckers now. I see Dolomite, I see Walter Mann, I see Stone Cold, and maybe Baldy. That's fighting for it. Then when Jimmy Moreno come in, that's when we start saying that he's bigger than everybody else and we need to do something different. Now, that what I'm trying to say is I'm like T5. How many people do we really have fight for this stuff? Or how many people just – that's what we're saying. How many people we got fighting for this?
Hold that thought. Let me let some more people in to get this thing, because otherwise we're going to be going back and forth. Call a 444-2900. Your mic is hot.
What's up, Brad, man?
How you doing, bro?
I'm a fight for my rights. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. What you feel about the discussion?
Well, I think it need to be a limited size on it. I mean, if T5, he arguing about because he on the big end now, tell him we're
going
to the mic.
Hey, you know what?
Listen, let him finish. T5, hold on, let him get it out. T5, we feel the same way you feel. We sold y'all, we'll run y'all with Mike car, right? We said it's a top sportsman car. You know, it's just, but y'all say, oh, you know, you wouldn't run that car with the difference of the motor. It's the same, it's the same, it go the same way.
Okay, I can talk now?
Yeah, you
can. I can talk now? Okay, because you told a damn lie. First of all, we told you we would run Mike Cox if you gave us the break. Now, did we not say that? Ask a question for a question. Did we not say that?
Look, T5, we talking about.
No. You answer the question.
You
got to
be a head of race.
Hey, let me drop in there, fellas. See, this is what we finna do now. We're not having a good discussion now because one person is arguing for their people and one person is arguing for their people. That's why I told Jay Barnes he needed to make the damn decision on what he's gonna do and if that's what it's gonna be, regardless.
Okay, dog.
You
dog,
right?
I got
now now we're finna get into the argument.
I just gotta ask a question, nephew, a question. And I'm gonna leave it alone. Nephew, let me ask you a question, nephew. Now you in the same thing you talking about, how many D bodies now you be with real treated, right? How many races do we commission? Listen to what I'm saying. Can you just let me talk?
Go ahead.
You gonna talk about motors? Look at what happened. The G-body game is the same thing as what you're talking about. You don't hear me crying? You don't hear me telling Jay, hey, Jay, we need to make a special break, game, break, make a special show, make a special... Man, I don't care, because I can't run with them more.
I don't hear you trying to lock in either to get the bill.
Hey, guess what? And I tell you what.
You see me jumping in them shootouts, right? You're getting away from the discussion because y'all are arguing for your own team. Okay, just like right now, in another sense, nephew, when you said they'll run Mike because he'll talk sports, but he asked for the break. Okay, you can't run for the belt and get no break.
So what I'm trying to say is we need to just let
a team that's unbiased make the decision, and whatever the decision is, we either live with it or we die with it.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, but dog, this is my thing, dog. He can't help what he got. We can't help what we got. But rules are rules. He's a top sportsman. He can't help that he got a small engine. We're a top sportsman. We can't help. We got a big engine. But it's different.
Hey, hold on a minute, T5. We hear you. Crew Chief, come on in. What's going on? What you got to add to this?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on, everybody? I don't know who all on the show. But this Coop Chief checking in one time. I want to enlighten on the situation at hand. Me personally, my personal opinion, I think we should have run the motherfucker the way it is. And if we get enough 5-3 motherfuckers to come up and say, start stepping in till you see everybody with the 5-3s and 5-2s coming in and start dominating this shit, then you go off and make another class from there. But right now, we pissing in the wind. We holding up a class, holding up races and everything in between, going back and forth about, he shouldn't be in. Man, run what you brung, hope you bought enough. Now, if it get to the point where you get motherfuckers like a Tom Dog, Mighty Joe Young, Mike Hill, you get them motherfuckers in and they start coming, taking over class, you're like, then that's when somebody's going to have to step in and put the brakes on the shit and make another class just for them guys to go ahead and run against one another because the guys with the 4.84 motors and the 5-inch motors can't run with them guys. You see what I'm saying? Because ain't no fucking way y'all going to sit there and say, let's take a petition. Well, right now, all them 5.3 motherfuckers, it's easy for them to say, we top sportsmen and they fucking pro mod. You know what I mean? They top sportsmen, so here we go. Now, that, they extreme stop sportsmen and y'all this. Well, look, run the class and let the class dictate where it goes from there. It's just like the same thing with the G-Body game. When they started out G-Body, it started out G-Body, no cage. Then it went to G-Body 6-point. Then it went from that shit to where we at now with the G-Body thing. So it's sort of the issue in my book. You know, start the class, get the class going. Let's get some action. Let's get some racing. Let motherfuckers race. And let's get some ass tore up. And let's get some hearts broken and all the other crazy shit. And if we see it going that direction, then that's when Jay Barnes or whoever the ruler that's holding his belt, whoever the head honcho is behind his belt, have to step in and mediate this whole situation. Yo.
Well, Crew Chief, we can break it down. Jimmy want to run for the belt, right? And Mike want to run for the belt. How about them two run each other and then the winner, we'll run the winner for the belt.
Okay, Mike who? Mike, who is Mike? Mike Hill?
Yeah.
Fuck it, let him run. If that's the case, let him run.
Ain't nobody never said we want to run.
All hold on, Fire. Hold on, Fire. One thing about this shit is drag racing. The faster car or the biggest cubic inch or the deepest pocket don't always fucking win, bro. It's drag racing. That's why we go down the track and don't race these shits on paper because anything can happen.
Race,
man. All this belt is designed to bring action. We stop in action with this bullshit about 5'3", 5'2", 5-inch, 4'8", 4". Bottom line, you got what you got, bro. You got what you got until you can get a better piece. Bro, run the shit out of what you got and make it work for you, bro. Make it work for you. Listen, when we ran against the boot, when Big Low ran against the boot, we never cried about his cubic inch. Dog was the first motherfucker to say Big Low ain't going to never beat the gangsta boot. But guess what? Goddamn, Big Low was on his ass like a motherfucking chihuahua. Instead of biting at his motherfucking ankles every chance he got. Bro, let it do what it do. Anything can happen in this shit, man. It's drag racing, man. Y'all, we need to get off all the politicking and all this crazy stupid shit, man, and let's race, bro. Let's race. Whatever happens, it happens, bro. Let's race, man.
Amen. I agree with you 100%. So y'all want to lock in for big drag race?
With what?
With Mike and
Mike had the belt. We want to lock in with the person that got the belt. And
y'all
if Mike want to come get, listen,
y'all ain't
don't
ran
make
nobody.
No, listen, bro. Where that fit in the rules, son? Where that in the rules at?
Hey, here we go again. We're getting off on another subject. We ain't
listen
got
what
one.
I'm saying. Listen what I'm
hold
saying.
Hold on,
listen
let me
what
say
I'm
this.
Nephew.
I'm going to shut up, though.
Hold
I'm going to try to keep
listen,
it real
listen.
On all sides
because
I ain't got no
listen,
enemies.
Nephew.
I got all friends,
nephew,
but you
listen.
Know I'm going to call it right whether you like it or not.
Listen.
Now, nephew, what y'all saying running Mike Pro Mod car now? Now, that's, everybody already, Mike ain't never said he had a top sportsman pro today now. So we all going to say Mike got a Pro Mod. So let's quit saying Mike car now. That ain't a fair assessment right there. I'm going to be honest with you now. That's not fair.
Well, dog, hold on, dog. Hold on. This is what I'm going to show. This what, hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. This is what I'm going to say to him. Dog, if Jimmy whoop him, and if Mike want to so-called say he a top sportsman and going to come to the track that Jimmy choose to come to, if he want to run at it, can he come on?
Yeah, we understand this, but we're missing the subject. We try to make rules and make
it clear. I'm just letting
him
know, man. What I'm
which
saying
like,
is
hold
we,
on now,
we
like, should. Like everybody on the phone has got good points. But you got to stop arguing just for your team. Argue for what's right for the whole team and not just your own individual team. And I'm going to say this here. It ain't right for Mike to bring his car, not his Blue Pro Mark car, and then say he's a top sportsman. Now, it ain't right for that now. The old Jacks pulled that same bullshit
not,
and they couldn't move nobody.
We got two cars,
what I'm trying
man,
to say is
man,
not that. Now, I agree
down,
now. I got to go with some shit now. Either run the cars that we know that's been saying they top sportsmen. Run them. I don't give a fuck how big their motor is. And if Jay want to make the damn rules and change the rules next year to limit the damn motor size, then so be it. That's what we need to focus on today, y'all.
I mean, dog, you're 100% right, dog. But what I'm trying to tell you is, dog, is one thing about this, dog. Long as he runs with that Stone Cold car, and if he want to say Mike Hill is top sportsman, long as Jimmy picked the track that he was going to, then it come up.
What have Jimmy done to pick a track?
That's what we do if you were the winner. It is what it is. That's what you do if you're the winner. I'm just letting you know, bro, we ain't scared to run. All they can do is get whooped. We trying to bring action. That's what we getting away from. Dog is on his phone. Dog, when we had that little belt, how long we ran for that belt? Every weekend we somebody else say. We ain't doing none of that right now, but we getting away from all that because we politicking. Like Coochie said, we politicking. We trying to bring action. We trying to see belt race after race after race after race. If you gonna got a belt, you need to be racing.
If you don't have a belt, you need to be racing.
That's true, too. You need to be racing, too. Okay, the people that don't have a belt need to be racing, too, so they can goddamn get reveling. So them jokers that's got the belt that's trying to sit on them,
okay,
they can put more pressure on their ass.
Let me ask you a question.
Hold on. And Jay need to put on the table, too.
Well, we ain't really racing.
Hold on. Jay need to put on the table also. Whoever got a belt, they should at least race somebody every 45 days, at least.
Well, he got that stiff in there. I think
okay,
it's 30
great
days.
Man. All right, then. I'm on mule again.
Jay,
I mean,
what
people without the belt need to be racing.
Y'all, hold on. Y'all, Jay, what you think about this, Jay? Because you've been trying to get in there, and we've been going back and forth. Go ahead, Jay. Jay.
Man, you got to take the mute off, man. Jay, you know Jay Barnes, he's a little slow at times. You got to take the mute off. It's
a
mute button, Jay. It's
a
mute button.
Jay done fell off, man. Jay got the sorriest goddamn phone for a businessman I ever seen.
Caller 941-7259.
Well, the whole problem with that, the way they, why they limited Jimmy was because of the car. We were going on cars when we first started the Top Sportsman Shootout. So Jimmy got banned because he said he was going to bring one other car and didn't bring the car he was saying. Now he's talking about the goddamn Drew McAmis car. That's what we was banning Jimmy from. That Jimmy was in the first start of the shootout. If they want to get down to the point, is I was in the meeting where they talking about it. I don't want that vouch from Jimmy the first time.
Who is this?
This Smoke. I was there. I know what went on in the meeting. For the people that don't know, Jimmy should have stepped up and told them what went on. You know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to get up and jump in there. I vouched for him. He said
now,
he was
now,
bringing
now,
a Beretta.
Now, what's happening now? We getting backdoor conversations and sideways conversations here?
This was the first Top Sportsman. This was the first Top Sportsman meeting. That's what
Smoke,
I'm trying to say.
Smoke,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. You know why? You know why Jimmy said he was bringing a Beretta? Because they said they didn't want to let him in. So he was going to bring another customer Beretta. So that
that's
was
what exactly
that,
what the
on,
deal
that,
was.
Hold on. That was a race between Dolomite and Nall. Said there was Dolomite.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. No, it was Dolomite and Nall race. It was Dolomite and Nall race. It was Dolomite and Nall. All of us was coming in there. You weren't even in a conversation, bro. So it wasn't even, that don't even concern you.
Okay, but let me ask you a question. Why don't concern me? That's my team.
It can be your team, but it wasn't in your conversation. You don't even know the whole conversation. He's
okay,
bringing
okay, let me ask you a question, Smoke.
It'd be a shooter on a different foot. You know what I'm saying? It'd be a different foot.
But Smoke,
I kept,
if
I kept coming to you.
And you don't hear me crying. All day you doing is hear me sitting back on the porch trying to get my shit together. Like that next motherfucker supposed to
be. Man, everybody else, you say that.
There you go.
Jimmy want to get in it, he can get in it.
Okay, then, ready?
Whatever.
No, we got your vote.
It don't make
okay,
me
vote,
no
Nick.
Difference.
We got your
well,
vote,
all in all. All in all, all in all, we really not getting anything solved.
No,
at the end of the day, it's not our, y'all hold on, because I'm going to have to start mute mics, because y'all not allowing none of us to really get any words in. I'm not here to talk the loudest. I just want to, you know, put my little two cent in and see what the way it's going to go. And we can all get turns to talk. Now, with that being said, Jay is going to vote on everything. Everybody is going to have an opportunity to vote that's involved with that particular category. I mean, everybody has valid points. I mean, to be honest, T5, at some point, you know what I mean, you have felt like you, you know, was an underdog, and you didn't go out there and give your money away. You know what I mean?
I sure did. I sure did. I gave my money away. He told me don't do it.
Hold
dog called, told me personally don't do it. I told dog, what I told you, dog? I don't care. I got to lose.
I know it, but let him go on and finish his editorial, though. You're right, T. You're right.
Okay. Crew Chief, just the other day, you know you're looking for small blocks. You're looking for small blocks, Crew Chief. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's going to get in where they fit in. Now, you know, true indeed, you know, I understand the top sportsman thing that's going on. I feel, this is my opinion, I feel like you should try to keep it to want a guy like me. I ain't got no sponsor. Everybody is different. Why not try to get a class so a man can reach up to, build up to, rather than get a class? Who's going to go out there and run with Allen Nobinell? We might well let everybody in. You know, run what you brung, get on the porch. What kind of dive is that? You know what I'm saying? We got money right now. If you got money to go to McDonald's and you know that Burger King is a little more, one day you're going to work up to try to get the Burger King. But Burger King ain't far from the Mickey D. And see, that's what I see going on with this here top sportsman stuff. You already got 8 to 11 players in the show right now. Now, this one man finna say, well, hey, I'm going to blow it out. You know what I mean? And you know who the man is. Jimmy, I want to see some action, too. I'm on his side, too. But I still have to understand, if you got this man that, you know, got a, you, we all know, if you got a chassis, you got one chassis that costs more than a whole, the whole, all these cars, what that tell you right there? Come on now, let's just really be real at this here. Everybody know what a 10-man game is, chassis run.
Why Jimmy won't run with the Pro Mods?
I'm just saying, you know, that's my take on it. So we do need to sit down at the round table and make it compatible for everybody. Compatible. Not the I don't want this sport to become, you know, the man with the most money is the big dog. Come on now. We got to hit this. With that, if you allow it, if you continue going the way you going, I know good and well, I don't have money to just give away.
Brad, man, let me ask you a question. You got a T-body car, right? I got a T-body car, right?
Yeah.
Right now, if Cole Tiller, he don't care about belts. It's just the same. Cole Tiller care about belts. It's only four people out of all the T-bodies we got out here that's going to actually step up and want to race them if he get the belt. Same thing as with Real Tree. Ain't number four people going to try to run for that belt. If either one of them can get it, ain't number four people going to run for it. Guess what that means? Real Tree got the best that money can buy. Cole Tiller got the best that money can buy. But you saying y'all contradicting yourself. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I feel like this right here. And it's just say, for instance, I asked Jimmy the other day. I just asked Jimmy, where would my car fit in? And if you was to put it in a category. And he told me, Brad, man, honestly, you an extreme G-body. Now, an extreme G-body, can I really afford that class? Hell no. I know I ain't got the motor size that them guys got. But guess what make me get in that class? The fact that I took my car and got it built a certain way. That's what I have, the latest, greatest stuff. Now, do it. Is it a 10-minute game? Is it passive? No. But this is really what makes my car fit in that category. So, you know, if I was to get a big engine, can I run with them guys? Gangsta booting them or whatever? Probably can.
But you still don't have a team of gamers chassis, but you just said. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Damn, man, it's an argument. That's all it's going to be, is an argument because of the name of the car.
My car is just built. My car just been built. I ain't had my car 2 years. It's still not done. Okay? It's just getting built. But does it, you know, what about those guys that had them cars built 15 years ago? You know what I'm saying? That's what they looking at top sportsmen and stuff like that. Are they nice vehicles? Are they nice cars? Yeah, they nice cars. But I'm saying that's what put my car in that category. If I had the money to continue to invest, yeah, it'd probably be up there with the big dogs, real treating them and all them. It probably would. But, you know, what makes it different? The fact that I'm on a certain budget and them guys not. So I don't want to go out there with them guys. I'm telling you right now, I can't do it. I can't do it. It just ain't in my budget. Does that make me any less of a man for staying in my lane, saying, hey, maybe if they would get a category to get me to engage, I would. I'm not saying I want to be the big Joe out there, but I am saying I at least want a shot.
Not to be an asshole. Not to be an asshole. Everybody like you, Bread Man, me, T5, and all the rest of us broke motherfuckers. That's what the shootouts for. Then get your ass in the shootouts and be quiet.
There you go. That's what I've been doing, nephew. In the shootout. You ain't hear me? You right. You ain't see. I've been in the shootout. Staying in my lane, like dog told me. Stay on the porch, boy. Nah, I'm a boy. I'm staying on the porch.
Hey,
try to get my weight up.
Hey, Bread.
Yes, sir.
Yo. Hey, this crew, right? I heard what you were saying about I was looking for small blocks and all this. Yeah, true enough. To actually grudge somebody, yeah. But if goddamn J-Bones get that S10 built up and we in the shootout and there's a big block sitting over there, guess what?
You going at that ass.
I'm going to try to fuck him up.
The more I done been able to see this picture that I thought. Now, everybody on this phone, I ain't saying nobody right and nobody wrong. But to be honest with you, what they were saying was, like I said, because it's all political shit. So whoever got the belt need to sit down and make the rules, whether they like it or not. Either you fit the rules or you don't. And if you don't like it, don't get it. Or, just like I hate to say it, me and T5 ain't rehearsed this shit, though. If you can't run with them and don't want to get in there, get in the shootouts.
Yep.
But Brett, man. This weekend was the prime example of what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to show you this. Now, you weren't there. Gucci weren't there. Just me and Big Joe were there, and it's better.
And guess what? I know what he's going to say. They had three or four motherfuckers there with brand new R&J damn built cars or whoever it is with twin fucking turbos in them.
Exactly. But, dog, what happened? We came, you was lining us up, right, dog?
Yes, sir.
Like, this white rehearsed, I came up there and asked you personally to line low up. Did I not?
Yes, you did.
Okay. After the race started, baby, man, I just show you what I'm talking about courage and what I'm trying to get Jesse to understand. We raced with a broke car. We pulled the top of the litter, white boys. We could have packed up and went home. Man, me and my dog said, man, Kuchi was calling every minute. It was his old lady's birthday. He called every minute. I cut him on
block. Just to show you what he's talking about and not to try to pull nobody wee-wee, just to show you what it is, though. They broke a rock on him, and everybody at the track, not half of the people, everybody at the track was getting odds that the white boys were going to blow their asshole out. And when goddamn it, Big Low went upside the white boys, I seen about 24 motherfuckers fall off the bleachers.
That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm trying to say, Mr. Bread, man, to Mr. Smoke and Nephew. It's all in your heart. That's all this is. The belt, nobody don't want to lose money, but the belt is the more action. If you got it, you got it. I mean, we can't stop nobody from coming out. When Mississippi Joe came out,
and what I'm saying right now is too, now, Bread, man, with all this interest in the top sportsman, we need to goddamn it, I hate to say it, somebody put up $10,000 or $20,000 for the top sportsman boys and let them fight for it.
Well, I don't know why. Hold on a minute, nephew. Hold on a minute. I don't know why we felt to You know what I mean? I got more heart than I do money. I want to put that out there. This bread man one time talking, I have more heart than money. Okay? And the reason I say that is, you know, at the end of the day, it takes what? Do it take heart to stay out here and live, or do it take money to live the way you want to live? Which one it
takes? It takes both of them, bread man.
It takes both of them.
Take both of them, bread man.
You can have a whole lot of money. I ain't got the heart and the money to go out there and run Jimmy without seeing him run. I'm going to let that be known. I'm on mute.
But nephew, that's fine.
Hey,
but guess what?
Hey,
hold on.
Hey, hold on, Fi. Hold on. I got a better one. So you mean to tell me, hold on, I hear what you're saying, right? You mean to tell me if y'all get the belt from Dolomite, and this man is put the challenge down for the belt, you mean to tell me you're not going to race him? Now, if you got the belt, that means
you
mean
to tell me if I don't think I can beat Jimmy, I'm gonna go out and give him some money? That what you're saying?
You ain't got to bet a whole lot of money. But if you got the belt and the man if you got the belt and the man put the BP up, you mean to tell me you ain't gonna race because you in your mind you think you can't win? Because you don't know you can't win. Because
so in your mind, if you think you can't win, do you still go out there and bet your money?
Yeah. We done did it over.
Oh, I got to go with nephew on that one. Now, if he don't think he can beat a man, it ain't about heart or whatever, but if he think he can't beat a man, it's hard to go out there and bet your money against a motherfucker you don't think you can beat now.
Man, we done did it plenty of times.
I do it too. I got my ass whooped twice last week. It was a flick in my mind that I could win though. But if he already said he don't think he can win, now you gotta give him props as his own, being his own man. If he don't think he can, and that's in his mind, I don't see him putting his money out there. I don't blame him on that one. Now.
No, I understand that. Listen. I understand him not putting his money out there. But if he's a belt holder, if he's the belt holder, and a promoter say, well, I'm paying you whatever it costs for you to get to the track to come race for this belt.
But Crucius, you ain't even got to ask the question. If he a belt holder and you challenge, if he don't do it, then he just got to get a belt up.
That's the point I'm trying to make. You mean to tell me you got the belt and the man put his DP up and challenge you, you can tell me you ain't going to race him because you think you can't win? That's not racing like a champ, bro. Why? If you feel like that, if put like this, so basically you telling me in your mind, with the car you got, you can dominate all the top sportsmen in your mind, because you're racing everybody else but Jimmy in your mind that you can beat in your mind. But because you got a shadow of a doubt that you may have a problem with beating the man, you don't want to race him.
I mean,
that's not like bullshit to me, bro.
Man, we got other callers speaking in. Caller 404-6398. Your mic is hot.
Hey, Brad, how you doing?
Welcome to the Brad Man. All right, how you doing? Who am I speaking?
All right. This is Max.
Oh, how you doing, Max? Welcome to.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'm sitting here listening to all this. You know, it's a lot of valid points on all different angles. But when you sit down and really evaluate the situation, when you got 12 cars in a category that are willing to run each other and to allow another car that have the capability of dominating it, it put those 12 cars out of racing pretty much. And I think people would rather see those 12 cars go to battle any day of the week than just to know that this one particular guy got a car that's going to dominate the field. And I look at it like this, just like the situation with the ProMod guys. When you get Evan Hall and Chop Top and Tony Wright and all these guys, those guys run a field. And if you allow a person like Killing Time to come and run in that field, that's a dominant. Guess what those other 12 guys in that ProMod class going to do? I'm not showing up. I'm not coming to the race. So why put yourself in those type of situations? And I think that's why Jay Barnes got to put his feet to the fire and make a decision what's best for the belt in a situation like this. Because if you're going to have a person having a belt and you're not going to get no racing involved with it, why put it to the point where you're going to have it open where they're going to shut it down? To me,
just made a damn good point. Mac made a damn good point, everybody on the phone. Y'all just hear me through. He made a damn good point. But as of lately, ain't no fucking body been dominated yet. I'm going to say this here. Mighty Joe Young came out, and everybody was scared to death of him, talking about he going to run over this here. Every goddamn match he got in down there, he got his asshole blowed out. Hold on, let me finish, too. When Mike Hill first got his brand-new car, everybody was scared to run him because they assumed he was going to be so tough. Mike ain't bust a fucking great. So my point I'm trying to make is, let them run. Then if they do dominate, then you can change the rules. Right now, we just talking about what if a motherfucker do.
No,
you got to get out. Hold
on.
You
got to
get out there on that track and run somebody.
No.
You got to get out on that track and win. We're talking about we getting a motherfucker win before we even cross the ditch up yet.
No, this is not a brand new car, dog. This man been racing this car.
Who he beat right here in any of these shootouts?
I don't see him put tires on the board.
I ain't saying y'all wrong. I'm just trying to say, though, we're trying to put somebody out that ain't even ran in here yet.
I don't see him class racing. I seen where he go, dog. I mean, it don't take a rocket science.
You seen Mike go 390, and we seen a goddamn at 420 beat the fuck out of him, too, right?
What 420?
Evan Hall probably didn't go for 420 when he beat Mike in Montgomery.
No, he didn't.
Hey, Mr. Mack, can I ask you a question, Mr. Mack?
Yes, sir.
Out of those 12 cars that you're talking about, right? Just say out of those 12. Now, how do we, like I said, how do we find out what's what? Now, they talking about this car that Jimmy got, right? But out of those 12 cars, I guarantee you out of the 12 cars, at least 6 of the 12 cars that got the same engine as Jimmy got. I mean, I don't understand what we talking about, but that's what I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know the particular number on how many cars, but what I'm looking at is that what's bringing the most action. I'm going to put it to the point where I can get them. Well, it is action because that particular class was dead. That particular class was dead until these guys actually start getting involved with Dolomite running Bobby Wildchild and stuff like that. That's when the action start coming back alive. And to me right now, if you take that live out of it right now, that particular series is going to die right out because the guys that going to have to come, that you're going to talk about coming to race, going to be the guys like the Promar guy, like the Mike Hills and Steven Jackson that going to have to come into that particular field to even make it a race. Those guys are not going to step to the plate running a man that they know got capability of going threes, and I can't barely go in the fours.
I can't say it any different than
using the scenario about you put Evan Hall, Mike Hill, well, not Mike particularly, but Evan Hall, Tony Wright, Chop Chop, who else? Just the Joker's Wild. Those guys are coming to that promo out here. And if you take and you bring in the Carolina Kid, Steven Jackson, these guys that are showing these numbers going free, them guys ain't going to show up to the race for what? I don't, right then and there, I don't feel I have a chance.
He's telling the truth about that, Carter.
So, this is going to be the same thing if you allow a guy that got capability of going
when the time you saw it go, did Jimmy had the car in? Was Jimmy driving the car in and everything?
Yeah, Jimmy had the car and get the same way he's trying to
I understand. Nephew,
that's not true. That's not even true. I'm not going to sit up here and let you say that. That's not true. It wasn't the same way, it wasn't even close.
So you saying when he went to the race in Jackson, that ain't the way he's trying to come.
But he had a different, that's what I'm telling you. What I'm trying to explain to you, when you saying you saw him, two different occasions, and it was changed two different times.
So I'm saying the last,
I got a better one than that. I tell you what, Steve,
yes, sir, but
since you saying Jimmy Marino is so willing to run these lower class guys that we consider them to be right now, right? Why don't Jimmy?
No, Mac. I never said nobody was lower class. That was your words, man. I never said that.
Well, that's really the whole argument. They do feel like they're lower class cars than these other guys. So when you look at, they're looking at Jimmy Marino as the
you a question, man. When you had when y'all had that car, bad when y'all had that bad car, what y'all used to tell people? Get on the lay down. I mean, it is what it is.
We ran people on. We consider our car to be was a 29 inch time car. We were running any fucking body that had 29, but
exactly.
This ain't the same situation.
But guess what, Mac? When I met you, what I told you, man, I can't run with that car. Look what y'all got. So it's the same thing. But if I'm in a class that you in, I can't do nothing but later. Get in and later. I can't just say, oh, we can't do no race, man.
So you'll feel better
if everybody lay down to Jimmy, then what Jimmy going to do?
Man, what y'all going to do? You go out there and ask you and blow his doors off. What you going to do? You don't know what you going to do.
But my thing is, who else Jimmy ran to say like he should run for the belt?
The reason why Jimmy Listen, Mac, I'm going to tell you like this here. I never seen the rules say you got to run somebody to run for the belt. Only thing I heard is you need $500. That's all
I heard.
Hold on,
he told me you got to go out there and run somebody. You just don't come out here and run me for no belt.
Hey, that's you. Me and Mr. Mac talking. Man, we having a nice conversation. What I'm saying, Mr. Mac, is I ain't hear Jay Barnes or Dog or Breadman say you had to run for somebody. The run for the belt. Only thing you needed was a DP, start the car, and the champ to tell you where it needs to be at.
Well, that's what the champ told.
Now, hold on, Mr. Mac. Since Dolomite got the belt, all kind of rules done came out.
Go for the title, but it was not in the rules.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all want to speak. Y'all want to have the rules on half of it and have the rules on other.
Where is the rule
that you got to accept every challenge that comes? They can put their $500
No, okay. The type man in the way, that is in the rule, because all you got to do is put the $500 challenge out to them.
That's it.
Okay.
Start the
clock. Let me finish. Go ahead, Ty.
And it's easy to say that I got Stone Cold locked in. And when you say okay, it's easy to come back and lock Bobby Wildchild in.
Like I said, Jay Bunk, when you got the money for Stone Cold, that locks that raise in right there to their raise. That locked that raise in. Just like right now, they said they was going to move that raise over to, I think, to Big Drag Race. Okay, Jimmy Moreno or whoever them, they got to wait till that race is over now. They got to wait till that race happens, unless there's something go on. Now, if there's some stuff going on in it, then it's got to go back to Jay Bunk to find out whether this stuff is right or wrong, though. So all y'all got a good point. All y'all, you know, but we arguing instead of discussing.
Okay,
hey,
no. My thing is,
oh, yeah, man. Go ahead. All what you just said is fine and dandy, right? But let me ask T5 a question. Who does Jimmy Moreno really? I mean, he just want to run these guys. He's not trying to run engage with anybody else besides the belt.
No. Let me answer that for you, man. I'm trying to stop the argument. What he's doing is he wanted to run a man for the belt. He wanted the belt.
I understand that too, but I mean,
Mr. Mack, can I ask you a question?
I mean, we're talking about action. That's the kind of action I want to hear. I mean, we don't really keep talking about the belt. If you get the belt, you might not want to race nobody else.
That's true.
Can I ask you a question, Mack? You can get Bobby on the phone. We tried to run Bobby when he had it. Walter Mann said he had problems. He was going to run Bobby. I mean, not Bobby, Bobby. But we called Bobby to run Bobby. We tried to run nephew him.
I'm saying, fuck the bell. Who are y'all really trying to grow? Who you really want? Anybody out here you really else want to run besides just who got the bell?
Hey, listen, that's my main man. That's what he wanted to do. That's what I wanted to do. So I can do is, hey, listen, I don't want nobody.
Y'all just want a belt. You're not concerned about running nobody else and racing.
It's the same thing as people saying the shootout ain't what, you know, they don't understand why people are getting the shootout. You know what I mean? It's the same exact thing. People do what their money let them do.
It's the same exact thing.
People get in the shootout because the promoter putting up free money.
No. I get in the shootout tight because I can't run with your cold killers, your lethal weapons, and I just want to race. That's why I get in the shootout.
But how you know you can't run with them until you line up the line?
It's the same thing I'm telling y'all right now. So you just have strong questions, sir. It's the same thing.
How you know
it's
you can't run
with them? I can see. But if I had to, if you was in the shootout, hey, so
right,
he
I can answer that question on my behalf, right?
You want to know why
I can't run with him? Because I've seen what the hell he done put on the board.
You seen what he put on the board with the old motor. You see what he put on the board with the new motor.
New motor.
So what you saying, he downgraded?
You understand what I'm saying? Regardless of what it is what it is.
But I'm saying he downgraded.
I'm gonna leave it like this. Jay Barnes
used to beat that number he threw up. So you really ain't trying to really fuck with him now.
If Jay Barnes wanna keep action going, Jay Barnes gotta put his feet down and come up with a conclusion that's gonna best benefit the most racers to come to that event and make it happen. If you
that's
wanna
leave
it. And then leave it cut and dry. That's the end of it. That's where
that,
I
That is right, and we don't need to be on here arguing about it among ourselves, because all we're doing is arguing for our own team, which that's what we're supposed to do. But it's right. Jay Barnes needs to make the decision. That way, you make the decision. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't.
That's it. P5, why y'all ain't trying to run no promo?
Hold up. Y'all ain't hear that. Y'all ain't hear that, did
he? He just said they were asking to hit for Mike. Why that bitch won't get nobody else to hit?
I'm gonna tell you like this here. What the questions that you want to ask, you need Jimmy for that. I'm just arguing about the pen of what's going on, because he called the shots on that.
That's what I said. I asked Earl to get Jimmy on. If Jimmy can tell us he got the same kind of car that we have, then he in. If he can be man enough and get on this phone and tell everybody.
But let me ask you a question. Actually, you in a class that you really are in class anyway. You just happen to test that this one thing, Peter, to be honest with you.
But listen, why am I? Get Jimmy on.
If you get same calls like Bobby Wildchild on Dolomite, hypothetically speaking, I mean, nephew, you ain't supposed to have a chance of hell.
Got a point there.
So, I mean, we are in by something that really, Jay Barnes has really got to overstay in all of it and really don't give a shit at this point. Because like Dawg said, we just spinning our wheels. But at the same time, you're going to call apples to apples and call oranges to oranges. Because right now, how many people, tight man on his phone, popping his chest, how many people stepping up to that nickel? If we get the belt right now, he's going to, like Max said, he want to see action. If tight man them get the belt right now, it ain't going to be nothing. Only going to be four, maybe three people going to try that. After that, it's dead.
So who got the belt?
I don't hear you, tight man. You don't call it. Don't call it what it is. What it's gonna be?
There's more than three people that have tried cold killer. I think you'll find a lot of people that'll run cold killer, but I don't think they'll run for the much money he's trying to run for.
But if he get the belt, what you think gonna happen? If he get the belt, he get to state what he want to do and when he want to do it and how he want to do it. So what that gonna do?
It's a stipulation of how much money you gotta run for, though.
Ain't no stipulation.
Because I think it's gotta be for at least $3,000 or better on that 29.
Man, y'all make rules at the corner.
No, that's been going on. Am I right around, dog?
It ain't no stipulation on how much money you got to bet. But if a man got something, and then if you're
hold
a cold motherfucker
on.
And you try to get me,
hold
I'm
on.
Gonna run you for them 500. If I'm a rich bitch, I'm gonna run you for 10.
There you go.
Hold on. I thought I could have sworn.
Ain't no stipulation on how much you got to run for.
It was five, you had to lock in. You had to put up 500.
You got to put up 500. That's all the stipulation is with money. 500. It ain't said nothing but how much you got to run
for. Hey, Mr. Mack. Mr. Mack, listen, sir.
I think it was a stipulation on that money.
I'm gonna tell you where the stipulation came in at, Mack. It depends on who the champion was. He said what he would run for.
Right.
And the only thing to get a challenge for the belt was the 500.
Right.
Let's say you put up 500, and I'm the champion. I want to run for 500 on $5,000 or better. We ain't gonna never race.
That's right.
Unless your team comes up and says, "Fuck it, we gonna bet that $5,000." There's so many loopholes in it.
Now, like you said, it was always implied. It was not in the rules. The only rule was you had to challenge for the belt. You had to put a $500 challenge to a respectable DP man. It didn't say how much you had to fucking run for.
I thought it had to be
a minimum bet. It was a minimum bet on there.
Just like Tac-Man said, I'm trying to tell you, that's the loophole. Like I said, if I got plenty of money and I know you might be not having, I'm gonna run you for $10,000.
Right. That's just like Mighty Joe Young when they won that belt, they said they wouldn't do it for nothing under five, and then it went from five to a dime, and now it done went from a dime to being in the club.
You missed one. It went from five. They said they wouldn't run for nothing but for five. Then they did drop down and ran for three. Now they back up to 10.
I'm 30.
But goddamn, you're right. But now they hung up on 30. They hung the phone up on 30. So what you trying to say? That's why they still got the belt. That's why they still got the belt. You can always have loopholes with the belt like that when you do that shit, unless when you get Jay Barnes, like he said, whoever got the belt, to make these rules. Then what you need to do, all the shit we talking about now, everybody should be smart enough to listen to all the little loopholes we got now and then come up with some rules where we ain't got no fucking loopholes and make them, you know, or make them harder anyway.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what that gonna be? We gonna catch a couple other lines here. Somebody wanna key in and say something. After that, I'm gonna go to the inspirational vitamin, and we gonna get on up out of here. We still, to me, hadn't come to a conclusion, but we all have valid points, and I will hope that everybody give an ending summary on in the courtroom. What they call that?
Closing argument.
Yeah, closing argument. I will hope that everyone. The reason I'm it's closing on the time, but I want everybody to have a valid closing argument. And when you're done, go to mute because I will mute your mic. I will go down the list. It's a lot of mic open. There's a lot of static in the phone. And let me get these other callers in right here. 404-7409. Welcome to the Red Man Show. How can I help you? Hello. Somebody can listen. That's it. Okie doke. We back up top. 93-21. Going with you first. Closing argument. Hello.
Yo. Yeah, Brett, I'm here. My closing arguments, everybody made some good points. Instead, they ground on what they said, and if we put it all together, we can come up with something. But Jay Barnes need to have all this shit together by next season, because whatever the rules is right now, let's just run this shit and get some racing going, some acting going. And Jay Barnes need to have all the rules and regulations of what's going to be finalized by the beginning of the next race for the 14 race season. That way we don't have to keep having the same conversation over and over and over again. But outside of that, I'm good, bro. Go ahead, Brett.
No, I appreciate you. I appreciate your input. And as always, you're welcome anytime, brother. I appreciate you. 404-2900. We down to you. Closing argument.
Good show, Brett, man. Good show. Just glad to put my little input that was in. And you got to make it fair. You run out the little man, won't be no man. And I'm out. One time in your mouth.
For sure, brother. 404-6398. Your mic is live. Your closing argument, sir.
Yeah, Brad, it was a good show. A lot of valid points. But I look at it like this. On the committee and Jay Barnes, they just really need to sit it down and come to an agreement on what's going to bring the most action and who fits it. Fit it. If it don't, find you somewhere else to go. Either step up or step back down. Get with the program.
I appreciate it, Big Mac. And as always, you know, thank you for being on here and thank you for definitely standing up and voicing your opinion.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay, though. 954-2985. Your closing argument, sir.
What's up, Brad, man?
I feel
we had a good discussion, man. You know, everybody talk. Everybody, nobody disrespect nobody their own feeling. You know, I respect everybody. Tight man, Matt, nephew, you. You know, Jay
Barnes,
everybody was on. It is what it is.
Well, we appreciate you putting your two cents in. And this show right here, you know, this is, I must admit, I sat back today and let it ride. You know what I mean? But we buy business on this show and we buy solutions. As always, I was to get a solution out of it, but we didn't today. And it's really our hands are tied, but our voices definitely are heard. And you know, in the future, hopefully we can come to a solution, come to a conclusion on what is at hand. But I really appreciate your input on everything today. And I do apologize for all the callers for not having our TikTok guys on. But, you know, it is what it is. Sometimes you can get them, sometimes you can't. But I appreciate the participation that you gave, T5. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks, great man.
We're down to 706, 1141. Your mic is hot. Your closing argument.
Yeah, Brad.
Hello.
It's tight, man. Brad.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Brad. I was
right
on the Mandrell line. I was on the Mandrell line. And we did come. I disagree with you a little bit. I think we came to a good solution because you first got to realize there's a problem before you can start working on a solution. So we did agree that it is a problem. And I think if it's a problem with everyone not want to run that car, that's whoever get the belt, somebody throw a damn shootout for the belt. And then I guess they'll feel they all go better because everybody got to make ground, you know.
Well, what do you feel like you disagree with me on? What do you feel the solution is behind what we're talking about? Is what I'm
the solution was we know there's 1,000 loopholes in it.
Yeah.
I pointed out a bunch of them, and T5 pointed out the loopholes that it ain't no rules. So you know that is a solution as far as it don't fix nothing, but it do fix the point that everybody agree that it is a problem. It's,
right.
You know, it's a big problem because there's so many loopholes. But we'll get together. I really just think, for me, I'm just glad that Top Sportsman got a post. For a minute, I didn't know they had a post.
Yeah, your point.
Good answer.
What I feel like, the reason I say we hadn't come to a conclusion on when we started the show, I don't know if you was on, we were supposed to be getting the final cut on what was Top Sportsman, what it was going to be, all the above. That was going to be the solution behind everything that we discussed today. And, you know, yes, we do have a lot of interferences within that. You know what I'm saying? If you look at it that way, yes, maybe you would have a point. But if I'm looking at it from the way it started,
you did good, Brady.
You know what I'm saying?
We did good, Brady.
Get it done. So, you know, with that being said, I'm going to move on down because I got the one and only, the legendary Big Dog. Oh, whoa, whoa. Somebody just clicked back in. Let me get to them, Dog, and then I come to you. Appreciate it, Tight Man, Mandrill, and who all on your line. I appreciate y'all for calling. We'll get back with you on the flip side. They hung up. Go ahead, dog. I don't know what you done did,
right,
dog, but I figured. Go ahead.
All right, it's no problem. Bread Man, what you said is good, and what Tyke Man said is excellent, because we did get somewhere. Because I said we got somewhere, because this is all the stuff we should have already been had in the discussion before we came on the air to talk about doing a final conclusion. You can't do a final conclusion if you don't have no good information to get a final conclusion on. My suggestion on this damn counseling, I wasn't on it either, you always need a worst case scenario guy with good sense. My recommendation is to get Mac with his drunk ass, as long as he ain't drunk. Mac need to be on that council. And you got a young motherfucker with a good mind, crew chief. Them two I recommend to be on the damn council to do it. I don't want T5 on there because T5 is in my doggone anger management program, but he getting way better, but I don't want him on there. But crew chief and Mac, I suggest they be on that council. You got a young man that don't mind speaking his mind, and he got a good mind of going both ways. And you got Mac that he goddamn speak a lot of shit. Mac got come up with some good shit. I don't know what he be on. I don't want Tyke Man on there because me and Tyke Man is too visible. We too visible and all that. Smoke come on there with some inside information that we didn't know. So my point is, and what Tyke Man was trying to say is, if all this information that we talked about today had been on that discussion already, we might have could have had a conclusion or closer to it. So, Bread Man, what he said is you did a hell of a job, and thank you for letting us use your show to do this here, to get some doggone foot in the door. So we did make a step forward. We did make a step forward. Take this here show and play this shit to Jay Barnes, and y'all sit down with an open mind. Don't give a damn who right or who wrong. Just go on the side of righteousness, and we can get this here thing worked out one way or the other, whether we like it or not. Thank you. That's all I got to say.
Well, fellas, I'm going to go into what I feel is the closing vitamin of today. The closing vitamin of the day, and I do appreciate all who have stepped up and spoke, and I hope that we can push forward with whatever obstacles we have in our way, in our life, in our raising program, what have you. I hope that we can push forward through discussing what we need to do. But with our closing vitamin of the day, people may criticize your dreams and throw rocks at you to break you down. We have God that will pick us up and protect us. I'm asking God, God, will you give us peace in this storm that we are going through? With that being said, folks, this is the Bread Man one time. Y'all hang in there, and we'll see y'all next Monday at 11 o'clock.
In your mouth.
Y'all be good. God bless. Peace.